This is the Your Vote, Your Voice Election 2020 podcast. Keep it tuned to 1030 The Voice for everything Election 2020. Local and national races, all the updates. Election 2020 lives on 1030 The Voice. Trusted local news and talk.
For all of 2020, the TUSD race has been one of the most important for me to prioritize on the show because I think it's any election year, a critical election for our community, even more critical this year because there are three openings on the board, three open seats on the board for a variety of reasons. There are six candidates on the ballot. There are seven, if you consider one who is Kristen Manea, I think. I forget how you say her last name, but she is a write-in. So there's seven total, but six on your ballot. We worked through four of them here in recent days and weeks on Tipping Point. Nick Pearson is our fifth conversation, our fifth candidate. Nick, welcome into studio. How are you?
Well, thank you for the invitation, Zach. I'm happy to share my views.
Yes. So I'm going to ask you, this is the first time you've been on this show as a candidate, and I'm going to ask you the question I ask all candidates. You'll get a kick out of this because it is the name of the show, Nick. What was your tipping point moment? What was that moment where you went, okay, that's it. I'm in the race. I got to give it a go. I'm the right guy for the job. What got you in?
Well, in the past, back in 2018, after the November election, I started looking for candidates, quality candidates, because many offices lack quality candidates to run. And so one of the areas I was looking at is to find people to run for the school board. It's a very important position in the community. It's a volunteer position, but I believe it's one of the most important ones in the community. So having not been able to find anybody, I threw myself into the pit, I suppose.
You are the one you were looking for, or something
I guess
that.
So. Yeah, that's a tough one.
I was on your website this morning, just kind of getting ready and thinking through our conversation. And you have a list of 6, 7, 8 really issues that you are talking about on the trail. For this morning, what are the top two or three when you were looking for candidates early on, when you were the candidate you were looking for, what are the top two or three things that you said this is the district needs to change or form to move forward?
Well, Zach, there are so many issues in the district that have been evolving, I suppose, and developing a culture in the district that really needs to change. I want to focus on the students because at the end of the day, that's our most important priority. We have to prioritize their academic performance. We have to make the steps and the changes necessary to help all the students in the district, because a student that comes out of high school prepared for the job world is going to become more desperate. So we have to answer that call in the community to bring them up. We have to bring all of the students up. There's no one that out there that their performance can't be improved. A track coach, if the metric is say 20 seconds or 19 seconds for a 220, and the student starts out at the beginning of the year, student athlete starts out at maybe 25 seconds and improves to 24, that's a big improvement. So we need to do that. We need to concentrate on helping all of the students achieve better in their academic.
Nick, we jumped right into the issues, but one of the things I've heard about you as a defining feature of your candidacy is you're a business guy. You run business, been in business. Who is Nick Pearson in terms of what is your background? What do you think that brings to the board should you sit on the seat?
Well, one of the most important things I bring is my background. I mean, I don't know a lot of people that grew up on the border and were raised on Indian reservations and were a minority all during their kindergarten through grade school years or high school. And so I bring that perspective, and we taught our mom to speak English. As kids growing up, my mom didn't speak English. My parents are Mexican descent, and so I bring that perspective. So I have a perspective that a lot of people don't have. And certainly the friends that I grew up on the cells and the White Mountain Apache Indian Reservation we're great people, and I bring that perspective. And then I've lived in big cities, and I love Tucson, and my family does as well. So I've got grandchildren. I've got children that are very successful. They'll probably outperform, you know, what I've been able to do. And the grandkids, that's really our treasure, and that's why I'm doing it. The children and grandchildren of all the residents of the district want the best for their children. And if we don't provide the best education for them, if we don't lift them up to levels that they haven't been achieving in the past, we're going to suffer in the future.
We're with Nick Pearson this morning, a candidate for the Tucson Unified School District Governing Board for one of the three open seats. When we come back from a break here in a couple minutes, Nick, I would love to dive in with you on how do we raise that performance, your thoughts on classroom instruction spending, the DSEG case, and high administrative costs. These are all items you mentioned. But before we go to break, in a minute or two, the TUSD Governing Board that is governing now is pushing off hybrid education until at least in November or later this month. This was a decision that came out last week. If you were on the board today, would you have pushed for school to have started already? Do you think the current board is doing it just right? Do you think it should be pushed out further? If you were on the board today trying to get kids back in classroom from COVID-19, what would you do similarly or differently?
Well, I think based on data that is coming out, I would make it a matter of choice. There's parents that want to have their kids in school. If you look at other countries, the death rate is very, very low per million of residents in those countries. And so I would have it as a matter of choice. There are certainly comorbidities that a lot of our excellent teachers have that we need to be cognizant of. At the same time, the risk to students is young people is low. So we have to take into consideration, and I'd give them choice. So we would do a hybrid model, and a lot of countries, I understand, I'd like to learn more about that, but they've opened, and they're not having serious problems. So,
yeah, I just wanted to, I mentioned a couple different dates, and I wanted to clarify. Dr. Trujillo was recommending delaying the start of date for hybrid in-person learning until November 12th. And so we're kind of in this look and watch period now for the next month or so, figuring out when we start. Other districts are starting sooner. I think Mesa school districts have already started hybrid.
Right.
TUSD seems to be on the more conservative side, not politically, but in terms of waiting longer.
Right.
And it sounds like, Crystal Foster, the board president, Nick, said that there are some districts who may have the opportunity to make that choice rather than an overarching district policy. Make it geographic, make it by choice. There seems to be some movement in that direction. It sounds like you would support that.
Oh, I certainly would, because you have to look at the peripheral damage that's occurring. I mean, when the kids that are growing up right now, they have all these fears. I mean, if they play with their friends, they're going to die. If their parents leave the house, they're going to die. So that obviously is harmful in the to the community, and the focus needs to be on trying to get back to some type of normalcy as soon as we can.
Nick Pearson, candidate for the TUSD Governing Board. Tom, let's go to our first break here of the hour. When we come back, again, we'll talk about some of those issues that Nick has brought up: high administrative costs, classroom instruction spending. How do we make higher performing schools? We'll cover that and more on the other side of a short break. Don't go away. We're just getting started. And we're back, Tucson. Welcome into the 1030 The Voice studio. We're continuing our conversation here on Tipping Point with Nick Pearson, a candidate for the Tucson Unified School District Governing Board. We got to hear a little bit more about your background, your story, your platform. We want to dive in on a little bit more of the issues. I want to start, Nick, if it's okay with you, talking about high administrative costs at TUSD. There was an audit done probably 4 or 5 years ago at this point that showed TUSD spending, I mean, exponentially higher $1,000 per student on administrative costs compared to peer districts. We're the second largest. We're the largest district in Southern Arizona. I think the second largest in the state, if I have my facts right on that. Has that needle moved, Nick? When you look at the budget, when you look at where TUSD is, have we gotten better on administrative spending, or could we do more in your mind?
Well, we certainly could do more in administrative spending. It's still very high. I mean, you take just the gap between the peer group districts, that gap would be enough to put another $20,000 back into the classroom. And I think a lot of the changes that have occurred in terms of moving the needle back to lower spending, now they're at about 51, maybe close to 52%. And that still leaves a gap about 7% from their peers. That gap has been forced upon them because of declining enrollment. And I've heard that they've added a lot of administrative positions just in the last 6 months. And when you look at what's been happening in the district, I know I've been hearing reports that as early as a couple of weeks ago, they were letting go at least one teacher at every work site. And supposedly that was going to help offset the drop in it, part of the drop in enrollment. But we don't know right now what the total drop in enrollment, but it could be 5%, 10%. And when we find out the numbers here at the end of the month, beginning of November, the new board's going to be facing a whole pot full of problems, specifically related to the finances, and nobody's really talking about it. They're avoiding that, but it's a reality, and somebody's ox is going to get gored, and we certainly need a lot of community support in doing the right thing.
You know, Nick, I think you're right. I haven't heard enough about it, and if our listeners didn't get to listen to my interview with Crystal Foster on Monday, she said the same thing in the Star about, hey, like, we're covered for this year because of CARES Act and, you know, like stimulus dollars. But next year, when the state looks at our enrollment and gives us dollars based on that, we might be in a lot of trouble. And I went, I haven't heard that before. So had Crystal on. That's neither here nor there, but you're right. And very few people are talking about it. And I wanted to go there next on the decline in enrollment. I remember kind of the H.T. Sanchez days, first days of Superintendent Trujillo. There was just this brain drain out of TUSD. There was just this declining enrollment. It's felt like the tide has turned, or at least we're hearing less about thousands of students leaving the district. Is it getting better in your mind? And if not, what do we got to do to keep more students choosing TUSD?
Well, the decline in enrollment certainly hasn't stopped. Historically, for the last 17 years, they've lost 1,000 students a year. This year, we're looking at 2,500, 5,000. I mean, you could be looking at a 10% drop in enrollment or more this year. We don't know yet. So the factors that are causing that drop in enrollment are still there. Parents are voting with their feet. They're going to the Vail School District. They're going to the Amphi School District. They're going to other charter schools. So the we have to create an atmosphere across all the school sites where the families feel good about sending their kids there. And that's the bottom line. We have to work with the teachers. We have to create an environment where everyone is respected. One of the big problems we have is the with the substitute teachers. They're really not respected. They're kind of treated like second-class citizens in the district from the reports that I've heard. And we certainly have to improve that. We have to improve benefits for them, because certainly when somebody is, say they've finished college and they're not sure if they want to go into teaching, their first impressions with the school is going to determine whether they want to return on a full-time basis with that school. And certainly retention of our current teachers is a high priority, and recruitment is a high priority. So those factors all enter into improving the quality of our schools and touching the kids and lifting them up from subpar performances, because just like a coach can get the best performance out of the out of the team, a teacher likewise can do the same thing with the students. And the first thing that has to be shown is that the teachers care, that the community cares on the outcomes of the students.
Nick, we are at the bottom of the barrel in our country. I think we're in the bottom two or three of what we pay our teachers. And a lot of people say, hey, one of the first steps to both recruiting and retaining great teachers is raising their pay. TUSD did raise teacher pay a little bit within the last year, I heard. It was, in fact, proportionally kind of a significant pay raise, if I'm remembering that correctly. Certainly Proposition 208 is on the ballot for this reason. As you are approaching the possibility of being on the governing board, how would you tackle that challenge of making sure that the right amount of dollars is getting to the right people in the right ways in TUSD? Are there ways to raise teacher pay that already exist in the district that are not being done?
Well, I think a lot of the, just looking at it as an outsider at the moment, a lot of the decisions in the district are made to benefit those in charge. And I think a lot of the problems in the district, perhaps the environment in the district perhaps results from people in the district being defensive about their positions. In other words, if a person is hired because of who they know as opposed to their qualifications, they might be a little bit more defensive about their particular position. So I think that if we, show the community that our teachers are underpaid and that they need to be improved, then we can gather support to improve the pay so that it's very competitive. I want our teachers to have competitive pay. My dad was a teacher. My wife was a teacher. I've got a brother that's a teacher. So this is all real close to me in terms of that. And I want to have the most competitive pay for our teachers. I want to have a quality environment for the students so that the parents want to send their kids there. I want to lift up the performance just like a coach would. A coach wants to improve, even if it's just 1 second, and still that student comes in at the end of the race. That student is improved, and that minor improvement needs to be emphasized. Not necessarily that they're going to, how many merit scholarships you have at the school, but that the student from the beginning of the year to the end of the year improved.
Nick Pearson, candidate for TUSD Governing Board. We've got about 2.5 minutes. You've mentioned teacher pay and the need to have competitive pay. Those who say yes to Proposition 208 would say that would solve the problem. Do you agree? Are you in favor of Proposition 208?
I'm not in favor of the way that 208 is set up. One, the money behind 208 is coming from out of state. I would rather have seen that come from local initiatives where we know how that is going to work out. There's a lot of fingers in the pot before the money gets to the teachers. Just like today, the money from the state goes to the district. The district has their fingers on the money before it goes to the teachers. So the district has the control of that.
Nick Pearson, let's do this. We, I think I've covered most of what we wanted to cover, but it's always hard to cover everything. Pearson for TUSD.com, P-I-E-R, Pearson, the number 4, TUSD.com is where people can go and find you, right, to contact you, donate, volunteer, all that stuff here in the closing days.
Absolutely, Zach, and we're always available to answer questions, and if you want to have us meet with you, that would be fine too.
How does your name appear on the ballot, by the way?
It's Joe, N-I-C-O-L-A-S, Pearson.
Perfect.
That's my birth name, so.
Perfect. Just wanted to make sure that people would put 2 and 2 together, that that's the name on the ballot that they're listening to right now.
Yes.
Perfect. Nick, been really looking forward to this conversation. Thanks for the opportunity to talk about the issues. Again, I think it's an important race. It's an important institution. We've got to get TUSD right over the long term to be a thriving region. So I think this is one of the key races, and appreciate your time this morning.
Well, thank you very much, Zach. Appreciate it.